ETCs go.
Pegasus is go.
ETCs go.
Copy, S is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety cons is go.
STU is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Friday night edition of the show, 20th of August, and it is now 7:01 Eastern Time, 6:01 Central Time, 5:01 Mountain Time, and whatever time it is in Communist China, that's the time in California.
Guys, don't laugh. He's saying all this because he must have like a gazillion clocks on his desk.
Not a gazillion. I've got six.
Okay.
I've got six clocks on the... I did some decorating yesterday, or day before.
Oh, I like that. Decorating.
Yeah. I decorated my desk. That's decorating.
Okay.
And I decided to bring in some of my clock collection.
Ah.
So
okay.
I did that. I like it. And I put up a photo of it on Facebook, and I got a lot of likes and a lot of nice comments. So you can make fun of my clock collection all you want.
I'm not making fun of it.
I'll tell you what. Diane, what have you been doing with all your free time today?
Oh, God. We are doing a super-duper special, let's say, on Afghanistan on Tuesday. It's a little bit different, guys, because we both have two different articles that we've been working on, which will be published and which we'll be discussing about the different aspects of what's going on in Afghanistan. Some things that not that many people are talking about, but which you need to know about.
Yeah, and Tuesday night show is going to be a two-hour show because of it. We're deviating from our summer hours because there's literally just so much that we have to get out there.
Right.
You know, and it's all important stuff regarding this god-awful debacle in Afghanistan, so.
Yeah, and it's all courtesy of Biden. Anyone killed, their blood is on his hands.
That's right. And we're going to be spending a considerable time tonight on the show talking about Afghanistan, but... You know, we told you on Tuesday that we would find some other things to talk about, and there are a couple of other things that we do want to bring up before we get into the topic of Afghanistan tonight. Now, and I'll tell you right out, folks, neither one of these topics will be touched by the mainstream media. And you'll figure out why as we go through these.
I think Fox will... give it a brief, at least the first one, yeah. I think Fox will give a brief shout out to, but.
And they might. They might on the other one too, but you're not going to hear it on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, no. CNN. You're not going to hear it on any of those.
No, definitely not.
And you'll figure out why, folks. The first one is a federal appeals court yesterday issued a ruling. Now, let's go back in time a little bit here. A federal court issued a ruling a while back that said Biden has to reinstate Trump's stay in Mexico policy for those that are seeking asylum. In other words, if you're coming up here seeking asylum from Mexico or Guatemala or anywhere, okay, you've got to stay in Mexico until the formal paperwork is done and it can be decided whether you get asylum or not.
Right.
Now, the regular court said, oh, no, you don't, Biden. Oh, no, you don't. You can't do away with that. You've got to reinstate it. So Biden filed an appeal looking for a delay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, the appeals court took a look at it and said, basically, I mean, I don't think this was the actual wording of the ruling, but basically, screw you, Biden. The lower court is right. You got to reinstate that.
Exactly. And it was decided by a three-judge panel. So, you know, it was either, I don't know if it was a majority rule vote or a unanimous vote, but the main thing is that the Remain in Mexico policy will stay in place as put into place in 2019 by the Trump administration.
And that's a good thing, because that's going to help cut down on a lot of this foolishness. It's not going to cut down on all of it, because that's only going to apply to the people who are seeking asylum, all right?
Correct.
Now, the rest of them, and this is what I fully anticipate happening, the Biden administration will put out the word to people that are coming up through Mexico, well, when you get to the border, just don't tell them you want asylum.
Right. They're going to find a way to circumnavigate it.
Right.
The border needs to be locked down. We need to round up the ones that Biden and crew let into this country and ship them back.
I agree. Immediately. But, you know, under the Biden, you know, administration, that's not going to happen.
No, because it's not really the Biden administration, Craig. It's the Obama administration.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and nothing's going to happen.
The sooner people catch on to this, the more everything that's going on starts to make a little more sense. Not that any of it's good, but it
right.
does start
There's
to make a little more sense.
Thing. I can't think of one good thing about it.
Well, I can't either. But this is very interesting because this was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that made
right.
this ruling. And you know, they said, look, until the law has been lawfully rescinded, you have to comply with it. And apparently a stroke of the pen does not lawfully rescind that. So,
Exactly. But it's a small baby step. That's all I can say. It's a very small baby step.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see at least there's one court out there that's got some common sense and will follow the law.
Yeah. Well, isn't this a court in Texas?
I think so. I think that's where the Fifth Circuit is based. So that tells you a little bit. And I think, I'm not sure where the original, case to throw out the policy was filed, but the Fifth Circuit heard the appeal. The lower court also said, no, you got to keep it in place. And that's what Biden appealed, and he lost the appeal, too. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
yay.
But now you know why you're not going to hear that on any of those mainstream sources. They don't want to talk about Biden losing two court cases trying to stop an Obama policy and that Trump policy, and that Trump policy now has to be put back in place. They don't want to cover that.
No, they have to, you know, cover Afghanistan 24/7 to take your mind off everything else that's going on.
Well, here's the other thing they don't want to cover, and for obvious reasons.
Okay.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations has released the findings of their investigation into the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol.
Yes.
And the Federal Bureau of Investigations has discovered that that insurrection, the storming of the U.S. Capitol, was not, I repeat, not organized by pro-Donald Trump groups as part of a plot to overturn the results of the 2020 election, nor, and I repeat that, nor was it instigated by President Trump.
No kidding. Are you surprised that I knew this?
Well, I didn't know if you'd seen that or not, because you've had your head buried in research.
Not only did I see this, it's on my blog for today as the leading article.
Well, you know, nobody's going to hear this on CNN or MSNBC, ABC, CBS. They're not going to hear this because this goes directly against the narrative the mainstream media has been trying to put out there. Remember, this was the second impeachment attempt against President Trump right before he left office.
Right.
Basically,
what they found was 90 to 95% of these are what they call off cases. And then you have 5% of, let's say, militia groups that were more closely organized. But there was no grand scheme, the FBI claims, with Roger Stone or Alex Jones at all, that they were to storm the Capitol and even take hostages. In other words, the Democrats have turned a simple riot, if you could even call it a riot, into, oh my God, insurrection, ignoring the real insurrection that went on within their own party.
Exactly. Okay, so no coordinated far-right effort, nor was it the result of an organized push by President Trump and President Trump supporters. So this flies in the face of what Nancy Pelosi impeached Trump for. This flies in the face of what all the mainstream media was claiming back on January 6th. I mean, and, you know, the FBI, you know, they looked into this thing. They've been looking into it for 7 months. And they said, nope, never happened that way.
Well, you know what's more critical about this finding than anything? This is the Biden FBI.
Right.
Has gone against him.
They couldn't even find anything. They couldn't even, if you'll pardon the pun, Trump something up.
Right. Nothing.
Now,
nothing.
Folks, if you want to know what a real insurrection looks like, look at Afghanistan. That's an actual insurrection.
Right.
Okay.
And that's, it's not only an insurrection, but it's also America's commander and chief making a mockery of all of those brave American men and women who gave their lives to help free a country and its people.
It's, you know, I keep hearing the word humiliating being tossed around. This is not a matter of being humiliated. This is absolutely dire consequence, world on fire, terrorism firing back up in the Middle East. I mean, this is well beyond humiliating what's going on in Afghanistan with the United States right now.
Now, we actually have a president who has turned his back on the military, turned his back on an ally, you know, use ally in quotes, but turned his back on an ally, and now has actually laid the groundwork for a vacuum of power in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Just like his buddy Obama did a few years ago.
There's no doubt about it. And I got to tell you, you know, Tuesday night, folks, if you missed the show, you go to rspradio1.com, click on the podcast button, okay? Mm-hmm. But on Tuesday night's show, Diana and I were talking about the situation. We spent the first segment of the show talking about the Afghan situation. And we talked mostly about the press conferences that have been given on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
Okay, well, there's been more press conferences and more interviews since Tuesday. And so what's been coming out is nothing but propaganda. And I look, to be honest, I haven't seen this much government-sponsored propaganda spewed out on television since Baghdad Bob.
Well, you know what this is? They have to cover for Biden. They have to cover for his faux pas. And they also have to, in a way, throw a blanket over Obama, because Obama is the one really calling the shots here, not Biden.
Right, right.
Not folks. So they have to protect him more than anything. Because when Biden eventually, you know, doesn't make it through the 4 years and Kamala Harris becomes president, he still has to come out like the shiny penny to pull her strings as well.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they're doing a piss poor job of covering his ass.
Okay? Yes, they are.
And I'll tell you why. Now, I was watching press conferences and things today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trump gets up, or Trump, Biden gets up there and gives a press conference. And in his press conference, he's talking about Al Qaeda in Afghanistan. This is just one example. And there's more, trust me. Talking about Al Qaeda in Afghanistan, and Biden says Al Qaeda's not in Afghanistan. They're not there.
Oh,
they're
really?
Out. Yeah. Well, that's that. I mean, I sat back in my chair, and that's the very thing came to my mind. Oh, really? Now, oddly enough, at the same time, Biden is giving that. Okay, a bunch of reporters and congressmen were on a phone conversation with the Pentagon. They were doing a press conference basically by phone from the Pentagon. And that little weasel that is the Pentagon press secretary talked about Al Qaeda being in Afghanistan. So
I got news for you. Al Qaeda never really left Afghanistan. They just sort of went underground and kept quiet for a little bit.
Right. So here you've got Biden on television saying Al Qaeda's not there. And you got the guy over at the Pentagon saying Al Qaeda is there. But the guy at the Pentagon says they're not really a problem. They're not widespread enough to be an issue. You know, it's really kind of a moot point. And again, I'm thinking, oh, really? Because Al-Qaeda actually exists in 15 or 16 of the 32 provinces in Afghanistan.
Right. And then you've got to throw ISIS into the mix. ISIS hasn't gone away, folks.
No.
You know, Biden would like to convince you that, yeah, there's no more ISIS around. There is.
So, you know, what's the real story? Well, the real story today came out of the Pentagon, kind of. I mean, the fact that Al-Qaeda is there, okay, but they tried to downplay it. But at least they admitted Al-Qaeda exists in Afghanistan. Biden wouldn't even admit that. Oh, no. Now, another thing is, Biden, in his press conference, is talking about There are no reports at all of any of our allies anywhere in the world making disparaging comments about the handling of getting out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? You know? Yeah. Germany. So what was England.
Also funny is that they're Biden is very upset, along with his, you know, Democrat cohorts, about the media's apparent hawkish coverage of the Afghan withdrawal.
Oh,
really? Really?
Really?
Surrendering, putting up the white flag is what Biden has basically done, and he's calling that hawkish coverage?
I mean, it just defies any kind of common sense. The problem is, Diane, we're getting so many reports from accurate sources coming out of Afghanistan that are in complete 100% contradiction of everything O'Biden is saying. Biden says today, he said the Taliban, they're not causing any problems. Anybody that wants to come to the airport in Kabul is free to come to the airport. We hope they sign up. You know, they got to apply to get out of there, right? American citizens, can you imagine? But he says, no, they're holding up their passports, and when the Taliban sees that, they just let them through, let them onto the airport grounds. Well, no, not according to the Pentagon. According to the Pentagon, the Taliban is actually beating Americans in the street who are trying to get in to the airport.
That is very true. I have information on that. Let's not go too much into that because that's going to be part of Tuesday.
Right.
But there are reports with proof, folks, of Americans being beaten, and there are a number of videos, reports, and photos of what the Taliban has done into the lead up to what we know was the beginning of their overtake. Actually, their overtake didn't just start in August. It actually started in July, and nobody reported on it.
It's astonishing.
Yes.
I mean, this stuff is astonishing. Okay,
yes,
now,
it is.
Here's another little oddball thing. All right. Biden today in that press conference still saying, no, you know, we really can't send our personnel outside the gates of the airport to expand the perimeter so that people can get to the airports. We really can't do that. You know, it's just logistically, it's not possible. All right. But here's the thing. Germany is sending their people outside the gates and bringing people in.
So is France.
France, of all people, France.
Mm-hmm.
France is going outside the gate, bringing people in. The UK is going outside the fence and bringing people in.
Mm-hmm.
But logistically, we just can't do that.
And he also said he's not leaving any Americans behind. Really? Really? You've already left them behind, Biden, because they can't get to the airport.
Can I ask a silly question?
If you can't get there, how are you going to get them out of there?
Well, that's a good question. Can I ask a silly one?
Sure.
He admits, and the Pentagon admits, they have no idea how many Americans are in Afghanistan. And both Biden and the Pentagon also admit they have no idea how many Americans they've already evacuated from Afghanistan. If you don't know how many are in there, and you don't know how many you've gotten out of there, how in the hell are you going to know when you've gotten the rest of all of them out?
Well, yesterday, Biden claimed there were 15,000 Americans left in Afghanistan. Other reports coming in from overseas. And we're getting more information from overseas sources than we are getting from our own sources. Estimate it can be as high as 40,000.
So how are we going to know?
And that's not including American troops. And that's another thing, Craig. Since when do you take troops out before you take your civilians out?
Ooh, ooh, I know the answer to that.
When Obama got his de facto third term in office.
I wanted to answer that question. I had my hand up before you said anything.
Well, I had to get in a word edgewise here.
But I mean, look, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
You know, we're getting nothing but lies from Biden. Right. Nothing but lies. And they're so transparent. That's the thing. There's, like I said, there's so much information, accurate information out there that absolutely disproves every word that idiot is saying.
Well, here's another thing. And it's not, it's directed at Biden, but it's also directed at Kamala. Okay, Kamala is supposed to be this big pro-women, feminist, supporting women's rights and everything. How come we've heard not a word from the administration about what's going to happen to the Afghan women under the Taliban? Women who for 20 years have had freedom. They are now going to be forced to be encased in burqas again. They're going to become nothing but chattel to do with at will. Stoning is coming back. Where are their voices? Silent. Mm. Silent. And if you notice the pictures coming out of the airport, it's mostly young men. I'm not saying all, but it's mostly young men. The women are scared for their very lives. Where is the outrage? Nowhere.
Silent. Crickets. It's crickets. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Yep. Kamala, she was at the press conference today, standing there with a mask on, staring off into space.
Yeah, she's right? Useless.
But mm-hmm. as soon as the press conference was over, she was getting on a plane and going to Vietnam. Biden's getting on a plane.
I hope she doesn't start a new version of the Vietnam War while she's over there.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah. Maybe that's their goal, too.
Biden's getting on a plane, going back on vacation in Delaware.
Yeah, I mean, this is the man who trusts the Taliban more than he trusts U.S. reports coming in from Afghanistan. It makes no sense.
Not only does it not make sense, that's terrifying.
That's a traitorous action. America is not supposed to be negotiating with the enemy. Not only is he making deals with the enemy, he's surrendering our forces to the enemy. He's surrendering American people to the enemy. And he doesn't care.
It's astonishing to me.
It is.
I have never, ever seen anything like this. Now, we've both seen some crappy stuff politically over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything mm-hmm. like this. This is horrendous.
This is worse. This is worse than the fall of Saigon.
This kind of makes the fall of Saigon.
When Nixon, all that debacle with the fall of Saigon, that was bad. But this is worse because this is deliberate.
This kind of makes the fall of Saigon look like a Sunday picnic.
Yeah. This is deliberate actions to destroy your own country as well as another country. And Biden and crew have to be held accountable for this. There is a Republican in the House that is bringing charges and demands an investigation. Will it go anywhere with the House? Mm-hmm. I doubt it.
That's
are Democrats both in the House and the Senate who are furious at Biden.
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene, I believe, that's bringing that impeachment charge. But I agree with you.
There's also a man in the house. His name just escapes me right now. He actually wrote up a full declaration, I guess you would call it, regarding that. But will any of these come to fruition? Will anything be done? I doubt it.
I think I agree with you. I can't see it happening. It should. Uh-huh. It should happen, but I can't see it.
Yeah, I can see our military absolutely fuming at this man. Whether you agreed or not that 20 years is enough, that we needed to get out, is one thing. But to do to your military what you've done is an utter disgrace. And to pull your military out before civilians, that's just beyond, you know, uncomprehensible.
It is. Folks, we made it to the bottom of the hour here. We got to take a quick break. We've got one segment to go, so stay with us. There's more about Afghanistan coming up on Right Side Patriots. You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. We're getting you through the Friday night edition of the show. Thanks for being a part of it, folks. We appreciate it. If you miss any part of tonight's show, rspradio1.com. Click the podcast button and become a pod person tomorrow morning. Diane, before we went into the break, you were talking about the military and how atrocious, I mean, just god-awful atrocious this whole thing is for the members of our armed forces. There's an interesting report that came out. It was confirmed somewhat in the Pentagon briefing today. It was confirmed somewhat by Joe Biden today. Apparently, American troops at the airport, and these are the ones that are, you know, securing the inside of the airport, they left the airport and they rescued 169 Americans.
Right.
And now this is interesting for a couple of reasons, Diane. First of all, they weren't supposed to be outside the perimeter.
Correct.
Okay. And second of all, according to the Pentagon, they don't know when this took place. They don't know if this took place on Wednesday or on Thursday. They don't know how far outside the perimeter the American troops went to get these 169 Americans, and they don't know if there was any confrontation between the American troops and the Taliban.
Well, apparently there are reports that the Taliban keep shooting into the air, basically a scare tactics to keep the people in the airport confined in the airport and to keep the people out of the airport to get them to disperse. And there are reports that people have been killed by this shooting in the air nonsense.
Well, and we know, you know, we'll get into this in a minute, too. We know other things that are going on there on the ground. But when you think about this, the Pentagon doesn't know mm-hmm. when this operation took place to rescue 169 Americans. They're not sure where it took place, except that it was outside the perimeter. They don't know how far outside the perimeter it was, and they don't know what the confrontation was like. Now, this, I'm not a military strategist, okay, and everything, but my common sense leads me to ask a very simple question. If the Pentagon doesn't know about this, who ordered it?
Probably, you know,
I've got an idea.
The military commanders right now are inept. However, there are still some. I'm going to call them Trump loyalists just for lack of better words. But maybe some of them who are still higher up and who the troops respect, they're the ones that they're listening to.
I've got an idea how this happened. And I don't know that we'll ever find out for sure. But I've mm-hmm. got a pretty good idea how this happened. I think some commander on the ground, I'm going to guess probably a colonel, okay, because I don't think this would have come from a general. I think probably a colonel on the ground found out there was a group of 169 Americans that couldn't get into the airport, and he simply ordered the people that he was in charge of to go out there and get them. In other words, we're not going to leave these Americans out there because they're going to get killed if we leave them out there, and I'll be damned if I'm going to have 169 Americans killed on my watch. So, boys, girls, you go out there and get them.
It's possible. It's possible. But that colonel would have to be somebody that went over, was willing to put his own career on the line
right.
and not listen to the orders
right.
from the Biden administration.
I fully understand that, and I fully appreciate it, and I fully agree with it, and I think that's probably what happened, because somebody with common sense and some brass mm-hmm. had to look at that situation and go, that isn't going to happen on my watch, damn it.
Right. I mean, it's bad enough, the blood that's on these Pentagon people's hands now for not sort of having a mutiny against Joe Biden, to put it bluntly.
Yeah.
These are the commanders of our armed forces. Joe Biden is their commander in chief, supposedly. They could very well mutiny against the commander in chief. There's no law that says they can't. And maybe we'll start to see some of that, especially as Americans get killed, because there will be Americans killed.
This is going to wind up with blood flowing.
Absolutely.
There is an interesting aspect, and a friend of mine, Tony Baker, wrote an article about this, and he's right, and I thought about this the other day, and Tony obviously thought about it too. The Americans that are over there in Afghanistan are worth more alive than dead, because alive, they are hostages.
True.
You know, and if you think about it in those terms, that makes this, I mean, we're talking about anywhere from 10 to 40,000 Americans. We don't know. We don't know how many. We don't know the number. Nobody does. But that would make this the largest hostage situation in history.
The whole situation is ridiculous. In Biden's words, this is how ludicrous it is. You have Afghanistan collapsing. Their whole governmental process, the Taliban is taking over, going to bring in their interpretation of strict Sharia law. And he has the audacity to say, any American who wants to come home, we will get you home. But, I cannot promise what the final outcome will be or that it will be without the risk of loss. Really, Joe?
Yikes.
Yes, those were some of his exact words.
Ugh.
Said in his press conference.
Yikes.
Now, what American would not want to come home?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that. That was going through my mind, too. If you're over there and you're stuck in that crap hole, well, I think we'll stay. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Really, Joe? I mean, this is insanity, but Craig, and we've talked about this before, we both know, or we believe, Biden will not make it through these 4 years.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to 25th Amendment out, or his own health issues are going to get him. And Kamala Harris is going to step in. Now, that's, again, Obama's de facto third term in office. But as bad as it is now with Biden, imagine how bad it'll be with Harris at the helm, the woman who knows absolutely nothing about the workings of government. Can you imagine the nightmares that are going to happen, how our troops are going to be treated, how those both overseas and our troops here are going to be treated? Can you imagine the nightmares that are going to happen at the border? This whole administration has to go.
It's unfathomable. Now, I'm going to touch on that. I'm going to bring that up on Tuesday night. I've got a solution. And I'm going to put that out there on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, folks, by the way, in case you missed it earlier, this coming Tuesday night, we're doing a two-hour Afghanistan special.
Right.
And there will be two segments from Diane and two segments from me on that show. Okay, and I think what we'll do is we'll just tag team back and forth. You know, Diane will do one, I'll do one. Diane will do one, I'll do one.
Sure.
And trust me, if you want to know what's really going on over there, if you want to know what's happening in all this stuff that nobody else in the media has even begun to talk about yet, you do not want to miss Tuesday night's show.
Right. Right. It's going to be good. But now what's bad is we have people from the International Refugee Assistance Project.
Oh, God.
Who are now jumping in and saying, because of Biden, the tens of thousands of Americans and Afghans, meaning the translators and their families who helped our forces, who were being literally left at the gates, this could have been completely avoided if evacuation had been made part of our military withdrawal. It wasn't.
No, and you want to know how bad it was, folks? You really want to know? We had a huge air base over there, Bagram. You probably heard the name. Bagram Air Force Base. Okay.
Sure.
That's where we were basing all of our military operations out of, was Bagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when Biden yanked the military out, Diane talked about this earlier. He yanked the military out before he did anything about getting civilians out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a cardinal rule. You know, civilians come first.
100% of the time.
Yes.
Okay. When we pulled out of Bagram, we did it in the middle of the night, overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The Afghans, we were there when everybody went to bed. When the Afghans got there the next morning, place was empty. The Americans were gone. All the equipment was there, but all the Americans were gone.
And that's another thing. Since you mentioned the word equipment, okay, in this hasty withdrawal that Biden has caused, we are being forced to leave equipment behind. Well, it's not going to the government forces. Guess who's getting their hands on American equipment, folks?
Yeah, it's hideous, and it's worse than you think. Now, remember when I told you earlier, Biden says, "Oh no, people aren't being hassled. There's, you know, the Taliban is letting any American through. They just hold up their passport and through they go."
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are videos out there now, and you can thank Bagram Air Force Base pullout in the middle of the night. Thank you very much, Biden. But now, Taliban members are going door to door in Kabul. They're looking for Americans and Afghani translators. And here's the kicker. The Taliban is now wearing American military uniforms and driving American Humvees when they go door to door.
Yes.
So people answer the door. They think it's the Americans coming to save them. Guess what?
And it's not. It's not. It is so desperate there right now that mothers are begging any American that's getting through, any U.S. troop they see, to take their babies to safety, to let their children have a future, because there is no future in Afghanistan right now.
God, it's just
it's nothing.
It's just unthinkable. That we would, I mean, it's not that we shouldn't have left. We should have left years ago.
Yeah. Well, let's not go there. No, don't be so sure about that.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, this is crazy. Okay,
drawn down some forces. Yes,
yes, yes.
We should have drawn down some forces.
We should have left a residual
totally
force.
Leave Afghanistan.
No.
No, Tuesday. I'll tell you why.
Right. But Biden is trying to change the dialogue on this.
Mm-hmm.
In these speeches and press conferences and interviews, which, by the way, get worse and worse with each one.
Yes.
But in all of these things, he's trying to make this about leaving Afghanistan. He wants, you know, well, leaving is the right thing to do. Okay. You know, leaving, yeah, okay, it's popular. A lot of people supported getting out, okay. It's not about that. It's about how you did it, you dumb idiot. I mean,
that's right.
You know, this is about how you did it. You don't pull out a Bagram in the middle of the night and leave all the equipment and all the people disappear. You don't pull all the military out of there before you do one thing to get one single civilian out. I mean, what the hell? This is about how you did it, not about what you did.
Mm-hmm. Look, the Russians failed in Afghanistan as well, but they didn't pull out like this.
No, they did not.
I mean, this is the most disgraceful military endeavor orchestrated by a commander-in-chief that I can think of, through American history.
It's just stunning.
It's beyond stunning. It's a slap in the face to every veteran, every active duty member, to every American killed, to every American wounded, and their families. This is just, Biden might as well have put an American flag on the floor and stepped on it, because that's what he's done.
I expected extreme stupidity, okay, from mm-hmm. the moment we learned he was going to be occupying the Oval Office. I expected extreme stupidity. I have not been disappointed. My expectations have been met and exceeded in that regard.
Right.
But I never pictured this kind of outright betrayal.
No, this is a betrayal of everything we as Americans hold dear. Seriously. You know, we have an adage, we don't leave anyone behind. Well, guess what? Many Americans are going to be left behind. Many translators who helped us are going to be left behind. And they're not just going to be left behind to live a meager life. They're going to be slaughtered.
It's going to be horrid.
And it's on Joe Biden's hands.
I mean, I don't know
what else to say.
Did you ever, in your wildest nightmares, picture something like this?
No.
I didn't either.
No. I didn't either. This is beyond anything. This you're right. Saigon, as bad as that was, pales in comparison to what's going on in Afghanistan.
It's just
ridiculous.
It's staggering. If we go back to the beginning of our conversation tonight regarding Afghanistan, I talked about, you know, Biden saying in that press conference today that, you know, he's not heard any disparaging remarks. Here's the actual quote. He said, "I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world," unquote. Now, it was just yesterday that the British Parliament held him in contempt over his handling of this.
That's right.
Angela Merkel in Germany has issued scathing statements. The French have issued scathing statements. Mm-hmm. But Biden said today, "I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world."
How about that we're hearing from allies around the world that we can never trust the Americans again? How's that for credibility?
He's seen no question of our credibility, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
None. You know, he said the other day, he said, people aren't getting killed. Nobody's getting killed. What? We've got it on video.
Nobody. Well, Sarah Holowinski, I believe is her name. She's the head of the Washington Bureau at the Human Rights Watch. She actually said in a press conference that the most at-risk Afghans, meaning the translators and their families, probably would not be able to get out during our deadline time.
And what happens then? You know, we've got a few minutes left in the show. What happens then? The deadline is the 31st of this month.
Right.
Then what?
Apparently, he's bloviating now that he might extend it for a little bit. No. What our military should do, and this sounds maybe off the board a little bit, but some of our military, and it'll take special people to do this, should say, "We're not leaving. We're joining the resistance."
Interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. Because there is a growing resistance in Afghanistan, folks, and that I'll get into also on Tuesday. But wouldn't it be something if it would take a certain kind of American to say that? But no, this is wrong. Our commander-in-chief is wrong. We are staying behind to help and arm the resistance. We didn't come here to surrender. We came here to win. And the only way we're going to win now is to help the resistance.
Yeah, that's a fascinating concept. Yeah. With that, and this, I don't, you know, this is an odd question to ask, I guess, but given the concept of what you just talked about, would that not make those people mercenaries in a way?
In a way, mercenaries not asking for money, but helping. You can't criticize a service member that doesn't want to do it, but you've got to hail the ones that do as heroes.
You know what, Diane? I'll bet you anything there's a lot of retired military out there, recently retired military out there, that might actually take you up on that.
I know. And I'll go into a little more detail on that. But it's a concept that really shouldn't be ignored. It's been done before.
Right.
I didn't come up with this concept out of thin air. I mean, you've always had people staying behind because they believed in a cause. And they're willing to fight for that cause. It could happen here. The resistance is there, but they need help. What better people to help than the Americans? No one else is going to help them.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, in the couple of minutes, and that's about all we've got left here, it's just about 3 or 4 minutes, kind of goes along in a way, odd way, with what you're just talking about. A woman in Oklahoma, okay, she's the mother of 11.
Okay.
She flew to Qatar earlier this month and helped to rescue 10 members of Afghanistan's all-girls robotic team.
Good for her.
Allison Renault is this woman's okay. name. She's 60 years old. A Harvard graduate with a master's degree in internal relations and U.S. space policy. And she went over there on her own to rescue the Afghan girls' robotic team. Now, what's really interesting about this, you know, she went earlier this month when all of this was just getting underway. She knew what was going to happen. She knew what would happen to those girls if they didn't get out of there. That one woman from Oklahoma has done more to rescue women and children from Afghanistan with one flight than Joe Biden has since this began.
Exactly. Very few of the translators and their families have gotten out. Very few. And it's sad. And this woman, she risked her own life to do this. And this is what America is about. Not turning your backs on those who helped you, like Biden and crew. Craig, I am so angry, disappointed, and shocked that this is what our country has become. Not we the people, but what our leaders have become. Every Democrat should join together with every Republican and tell Biden, no. No, you're not doing this. It's over, Joe.
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. It's going to be interesting from a standpoint of how it plays out for Biden. It's going to be, I predict, devastating in the way it plays out in Afghanistan.
Yes. Yes, it is. But Biden is hoping that come 2022 and 2024, Afghanistan will be but a memory that the masses will forget. He's counting on that, folks.
He's hoping you forget it by the end of next week.
he'll forget it by the end of tonight. But you know, this is going to go down in the history books as one of our greatest disgraces.
And rightly so.
Thanks to Biden. Oh, Craig, but let me finish with one thing. For those of you out there who are saying this is the fault of President Trump because he initiated this, there's a big difference. Yes, he did initiate a pullout. It was a pullout, not a withdrawal. Big difference. He was leaving people in Afghanistan. He was leaving a certain number of military in Afghanistan that would continue to aid the government. Biden is doing none of that.
Well, and let's not forget this. The Taliban was scared crapless of President Trump.
Exactly. Exactly.
That
so
makes
there you have it, folks.
That makes a big difference. Well, with that, Diane, we have run out of time tonight.
Yes, we have.
What do you say we just wrap this one up and get ready for Tuesday night's two-hour Afghan special?
I think that's a good idea.
Say goodnight, Diane.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.